Today is Mailbox Monday, and the question that I have, I'm actually not going to answer it directly. I'm going to answer it based on something that I'm observing, and in the specific question itself that I think is even more valuable, and then perhaps point towards more additional resources. So the question that I received is, my single biggest challenge today is deciding on a legit niche to begin my copywriting career in. Current thought is, I'm a private investigator who helps YouTube health influencers find loss revenue using the, and then a branded term that I don't want to include here. So private health investigator helping YouTube health influencers find lost revenue using the branded term. Like, okay, I get it. I get what you're trying to do here. And I want to warn you that you don't need that marketing gimmick of being a private investigator. And I'm speaking from personal experience and personal failure here. And that's what we're going to cover in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, you don't need a marketing gimmick. You don't need a gimmick to like position your new business. I want to talk about gimmicks, but first, the number one most important thing is to focus on solving a problem for your marketplace. Every great market that you can serve is a group of people, a group of identifiable people who share a common problem that they are ready, willing, and able to invest in a solution to. So there's a problem, and they're ready, willing, and able to invest in a solution. And so the number one most important thing that you need to do, which I think that you've probably done pretty well here, in this question, right? The person who asked this question is identify a problem. YouTube health influencers want more money, right? YouTube health, like the reason that you go and you create a YouTube channel and become a health influencer, not all YouTube channels, okay? There's some that are just pure hobby, pure passion, whatever. But a lot of people are creating YouTube channels in specific niche areas because they want to create revenue. They want to create a job for themselves. They want to create a business for themselves, whatever. And helping those people maximize the revenue that they generate on and off YouTube, that's a great problem to solve. In fact, like it meets that extra criteria of those people are easy to find, right? You can identify those people. The problem that I run into in this is how it leads with this gimmick that it like has a big question mark in my head, and I feel like it's an attempt to do positioning, but positioning is not about gimmicks, and I've been guilty of this. Okay, so when we're like a brand new rookie, we for example with copywriting, right? This person's a copywriter. They're asking this question with a brand new person, when we're a rookie in any kind of skill set or market or whatever, for copywriting in particular, it's, I want to write copy that generates business results. Oh, I hear that I can actually get paid to write copy for businesses, right? I hear that I can get paid to write copy for businesses. Now, there's a lot wrong with that, but it is that initial discovery of, oh, I can write words for businesses, and like, that's awesome. Cool. And that's the complete rookie stage. We discover this and we're like, oh, we can do this thing and get this outcome. And that's awesome. But then as a novice, we tend to want to get more creative. And I think creativity is a curse for the novice because it becomes a big distraction. So I was just trying to come up with some random creative positioning statement for a copywriter to go from, I want to write copy that generates business results, to my ADHD copy weapons win the attention for your prospect's soul, or win the attention war for your prospect's soul. My ADHD copy weapons win the attention war for your prospect's soul. Ooh, ADHD. Okay. So I could probably like sit down and justify that, and attention becomes the most valuable commodity today. And because I have ADHD, I can like recognize how the short attention span is a challenge for your prospects and how to capture the attention, et cetera, right? But it's too creative. It's a distraction from that core fundamental promise. And so you go from rookie of like, I want to write copy that generates business results to novice being this big creative thing. My ADHD copy weapons win the attention war for your prospect soul. To what does a great professional do? I still remember I was having a conversation in a private Facebook group that included David Deutsch, and I was asking copywriters like what they do. And David says, I write things that make sales. If I have to write a haiku to make sales, I'll write a haiku to make sales, but I write to make sales. And so the pro positioning statement that I made here was, I get your business leads, customers, sales, and profits through effective copywriting. I get your business leads, customers, sales, and profits through effective copywriting. Okay, cool. So we're solving a problem. I get the business leads, customers, sales, and profits with a mechanism, there's a deliverable involved, that effective copywriting. So we basically went back to the complete rookie discovery of, I write copy that generates business results. I just flipped to focus more, even more on the result in the beginning. So positioning is about establishing yourself in the mind of your market as the person, as the business that can solve that problem that they're facing, that they are ready, willing, and able to invest in a solution to that problem. And so let's bring that back around to gimmicks, right? So when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about gimmicks and I'm thinking about branding, because there was kind of an attempt at branding here. And I'm thinking about hooks, because I think that that's kind of what the person who asked this question is trying to do, is they're trying to hook the attention, but they're using a gimmick to do so. So number one, like how do we differentiate between those and know when are we effectively using a hook, for example, versus when are we doing like just a gimmick, right? So gets into more of an identity statement. It gets into more of the positioning in the statement. So this person starting off, they're establishing their niche as, I'm a private investigator. So if you are legitimately a private investigator, you should call yourself a private investigator. But if you're not a private investigator, that is a gimmick, because you're doing this I am, this positioning statement, this identity statement with something that's off topic. This is an off-topic attention statement that you're trying to use as positioning. And that's when it becomes just a gimmick. And so, for example, like I knew a guy who is one of the best copywriters in the world today, and I don't want to call him out in particular, but he played with for a while the gimmick of being the one-eyed copywriter. And in fact, I actually still have an eye patch that he gave me from the time, from like that period of time where he was calling himself the one-eyed copywriter. That was a gimmick. He knew it. He backed away from it. Even like my name for my business to some degree is a little bit of a gimmick. And, you know, I said personal guilt here. I've been guilty of this in the past too. This person called himself a private investigator. Well, my business is called Fresh Look Inc. And that's not... From time to time, I think that I should either rename the business or do a doing business as and just be something different. Fresh Look Inc., the reason, number one, it actually gets confused a lot because am I a marketing designer, right? Or there are businesses that are Fresh Look, like related to eyewear, or it could be some other visual thing, clothing thing, whatever, fashion thing, right? My perspective on Fresh Look Inc. was very similar to this private investigator thing, very similar to some of the thoughts about marketing that I had around the time I formed my business. It was actually my second choice of business name, but somebody actually stole my domain name. That's a different story for a different day. But the Fresh Look Inc. thing, like I thought of it as, I take a fresh look into your business to find opportunities for marketing and sales growth. I take a fresh look into your business to find opportunities for marketing and sales growth. And I still, like, that's still what I do for businesses, right? And that was the thinking behind Fresh Look Inc. when that was put as, like, the corporate name that's registered with the government and that my bank accounts are in and all of that. But to some degree, that was still a gimmick. it was still because it was that like detective aesthetic or whatever, right? And sales detective and those things, like these things are gimmicks, and you can do gimmicks in all sorts of ways. And the thing is, the gimmick becomes a distraction. So what's the difference between like this positioning with an off-topic attention statement, which is how I defined a gimmick, and a brand? Well, typically a brand is on-topic positioning. It is a positioning statement, an I am statement that is on-topic. So you might argue maybe that I take a fresh look at businesses, marketing, and sales to find growth opportunities, or however I said it before, that is on topic, right? And yet it is kind of off topic because it's positioned more as this kind of detective thing, sales detective, whatever. I am a private investigator. If you're not legitimately a private investigator, then it's off topic versus a private investigator turned marketer who uses my actual skills as a private investigator to identify massive sales opportunities for your business. Like, that might actually become on topic suddenly if that was the background, right? And then it is a brand, like the actual private investigator, you know, sales expert, whatever. On the other hand, there is this thing of a hook. And I think that what this person really is going for with this creativity, and where your creativity can shine, is in identifying hooks. That your positioning is still grounded in this, you have this problem, yo, I'll solve it, check out the hook while my copywriter revolves it. Sorry, but it's this problem solution thing, right? That your positioning is still grounded in that fundamental, like, I help these people solve this problem, right? Whereas the hook is anything you do in a particular context, communication context, advertising, sales, social media, content, whatever. That hook is what you do to get attention and to stand out. And importantly, it is best if you are grabbing the attention specifically of your target market. So the hook can be an off-topic attention statement an off-topic attention statement specifically to get attention that you then are transitioning into your core positioning. So the big difference here is the off-topic attention statement is used only to get attention and not to transition to core positioning. And that's really the big difference between a gimmick and a hook. And what the heck does that have to do with you? Well, if you position yourself with a gimmick, you're stuck to that gimmick. And what you'll find is you'll get tired of it really fast, and your market will probably get tired of it fairly quick too. Whereas I have this book actually sitting on my desk because I wanted to talk about it as part of this. If you focus on hooks, like, okay, so you know, I'm dressing up as a private detective for the purpose of helping these YouTube health influencers find lost revenue using, you know, my branded process, whatever. Okay, let me take the costume off, and this is the real me, right? And this is the real me that's actually like coming out, coming forward, and speaking all of this stuff that's grounded in actually solving the problem. Well, that's using the hook to get attention. And actually, this book, Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful, by Bill Glazer, who actually ran Dan Kennedy's info business for a while with a foreword by Dan, and using all sorts of Dan copy and Bill copy, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's actually a really good selection of examples of the different ways that you can use that creativity and oftentimes off-topic attention statements to get attention. So, for example, this picture from the cover, this was Bill saying, Bill running a menswear business saying, have I gone crazy with these low prices, whatever. So he did the straitjacket, and it was all off topic attention just to draw you to specific information about a sale. And so using that as a hook is great. But if he's like the crazy menswear guy, it starts to feel very distracting, right? And so he does that. He actually had like a placemat with coffee stains that he sent. I think that was the one that was on a cruise to Alaska, and he couldn't wait to get home. And so he just, you know, sent off the placemat with notes about this whatever thing going on. And like, so he uses all of these things, but again, he's using them as hooks versus a gimmick, which is a positioning statement around that. So, in your trying to decide on your legit niche to begin your copywriting career in, you do need to find a group of identifiable people who have a specific problem that you are able to solve and that they are ready, willing, and able to invest in a solution to. And my Launch Your Client Business free mini course that I'll include a link to with this episode, it does go through a lot of that thinking process. It also points you towards an additional resource, a 30-day challenge, if you'd like to go much deeper. But basically, what you need to do is you need to go through that process. Like, who's the group of people? What problem do they share that you can solve and that they're ready, willing, and able to invest in a solution to? And you go through that, and then you figure out, like, how can you get in front of them and have general, genuine human-to-human client-getting conversations with them, right? Like, I'm just going to talk to you one human to another, not this is my character that I use to position myself, right? You don't have to be crazy, whatever, selling used cars on the car lot to run a successful business. And to some degree, you're going to struggle to grow the trust of the early adopters in your marketplace if you are looking to grow your business, if you are trying to be Crazy Eddie. I mean, the people who succeed most in really going into that positioning are the people who created a lot of success for themselves doing that and then are helping other people who may be in that very narrow, let's say, psychological profile where that's who they want to be in the marketplace, versus the much bigger marketplace of people who are going to respond much more positively to, I help you solve this problem through this, you know, whatever I do, and here's why it's a great fit for you in particular. And that's what my Launch Your Client Business free mini course is about. Okay, so kind of roundabout way to address that question, but really, I've seen this come up often enough, and I've been guilty of it myself, that you know, as a novice, you have to be careful not to slip into these gimmicks thinking that they are the way to get the attention of the core of your market, because really the core of your market, they just want somebody who can help them solve their problem, and they want just a real human being who they can speak with and work with in order to do that. And if you can be that, they are going to be very happy to do business with you. So focus on that first, and then have fun creating hooks and stuff around that without making it your entire identity as a business. So I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment or review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable did you find this and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result of going through this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/LYCB. That link is in the description. That will take you to the Launch Your Client Business free mini course that you can sign up for. Go through that. It's 3 episodes long, plus there's some bonus content in there. Plus, it will add you to my daily Breakthrough Marketing Secrets episode notification list. Plus, there's more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Thanks for watching. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.